Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sue, play for you.
How you doing?
Good. I'm making cookies. I'm in the mood.
Very cool.
Yeah, listen to me.
Could you play either one of these songs? The drunk lady singing, I don't know, I think it's like Merry Christmas.
I don't know that
something.
One. Do you, right. Carolina?
And Dominic the Donkey.
This is me on the radio, by the way.
What's your name?
Karen.
You like it?
Where are you from?
Huntington.
You like it?
Got some extra cookies there?
Absolutely.
Come on, that was quality radio, Karen.
Very good.
I like that.
I
don't know why I started with that.
That's okay.
This is my old glory days, you know?
Sure, you sound great.
Chiquitita, that's your nickname, right? Yeah. Chiquitita.
Hey, guys, this is the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
How do you feel, Jeff?
Well, I must say, I want to apologize to all the Carolina Cadillo podcast listeners. We were up for three shows this week.
Yep, we were up for three shows.
Then I got
sick. Actually, no, four. We were going to do four shows this week.
Then I got sick. And this is not just another excuse.
Guys,
I was genuinely...
go to my post, okay? Go to my story, what I posted. It's been a crazy...
You sound like you're crying in that.
It's been a crazy 2 weeks. But let me tell you something. First, Jackson got sick, okay? He was sick last weekend.
Yeah.
We were stuck at home. And, you know, it's very rare that I have some Sundays or Saturdays off.
Yep.
So we were stuck in the house all weekend long with the baby, which is okay because he's got to, you know, he's got to rest and get better, okay?
Yeah.
No problem, okay?
But he sneakily passed it to me.
Oh, yeah. He snuck. He just passed it on to Jeff. And Jeff's been sick like 5 days now, right?
This thing just knocked me out.
I mean, literally.
I'm sitting up now. This is the most awake I've been in like 4 days.
He's been sick for 5 days. So yesterday.
If I don't do this, I get killed. So
yeah,
I said,
we got to do a podcast today. You look a little bit better. You know, he's been sleeping, so he looks a little bit better. He still looks a little sick. Anyway, so I took him for a COVID test yesterday because I really thought he had COVID.
Negative.
His nose was leaking.
Negative.
No fever, though. No fever.
No fever. I checked my fever again. Matter of fact, I'm cold. I'm like 96.7.
Really?
I'm not even up to where... I'm not anywhere near fever standards.
So you're... Okay, so you're under normal temperature.
Does that mean anything? Probably not.
I don't know what that means.
Maybe it means I'm cool, get it? I'm so cool, man.
So guys, let me tell you my story, okay? So this is week two, all right? Jackson was sick. Now Jeff was sick. Jeff is still sick. In the midst of all this, what is it, 3 or 4 days ago? 3 days ago, I'm doing since I'm off for a couple of days, I'm doing my doctor stuff. You know, you got to get your doctor stuff done. You know, I was at the dentist.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, I said, I went to go drop Jackson off, who, thank God, is finally better. Went to school. Then I said, Jeff, I'll be back like around 12. But, you know, you just, and Jeff passed out in bed. He just totally passed out.
Oh, yeah.
We were super warm that day, too. So Jeff said he gets up and he said he heard. What did you hear? You thought I was flossing. You thought I was using the.
I thought she was behind the bathroom door using the flosser.
The water pick.
The water pick.
Yeah, you thought I was in the water pick,
or the toothbrush. I heard this. Pssst.
Yes.
I was like, oh, it's okay. And then I realized, wait a second. I walked by the bathroom. She's not in the bathroom.
No, I'm the dentist. Remember?
You're the dentist. Yeah. Then I went to the kitchen. And it was like Lake Erie in the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
It was a major flood.
Refrigerator water filter.
Exploded. Malfunction. Now, I have
exploded.
To confess. I have to confess.
Oh, God.
Here's the thing. Here's the deal.
Oh, yeah.
I will be honest here for the first time. I don't think I've said this to you before. I saved this for the podcast just for you.
What?
Honey, you know, the water filters for the Samsung refrigerator are about $45 a piece.
Yeah, I know. I told you to buy it. Yeah. And
so
what did you do, Jeff?
They sell off brands. Home Depot says their own brand. It's like $21.
Okay.
Okay. All mm-hmm. right.
Okay.
I was lazy and I said, you know what? Let me go on eBay and see what the deal is.
eBay.
So on
eBay.
On eBay.
eBay. Okay.
Yeah.
eBay.
Maybe even Amazon. There are tons yeah. of people selling these water filters. I guess yeah. they close hardware stores.
Yeah.
And they're not dated. They should work.
Yeah.
So the first I bought, I got two of them from the same guy.
Yes, yes.
And in my defense, it flooded about 6 months ago, the first one.
Yeah.
So we didn't have a filter for like 5 months. I said, I can't do this. I don't know what's wrong. This thing's malfunctioning. So I put the new filter in, and it's been in there for about 3 months. I wrote the date on it.
Yeah.
I put it in back in December,
yep,
I guess.
And that
popped too.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I'm making this too long.
Yeah,
I know. But anyway, I'm not sure if it's because I bought old filters off eBay for $12 a piece, or the fact that the Samsung refrigerator, which everybody tells me, which I've replaced $500 worth of parts in already, is ready for the scrap heap. It needs a new right now. It needs a new ice maker. That's $500 to $700. So anyway, so it's time for a new fridge.
Long story short, it flooded down here.
The basement.
God, the studio did it though. The studio did it. Thank God.
It flooded my pantry and my storage area.
Yeah,
that records are being thrown out, all sorts of crap. This brought my hoarding to you
want to see a hoarder?
Yeah.
Jeff is like probably the number one hoarder in
the world. I'm way far from
it. My
Watch
gosh.
Hoarders. People save dog poop, all right? People save cigarette butts. I'm not that bad. But listen, I have a lot of old stuff down here. My whole life is in memories and boxes, and it's just time to stop
it. God, no, thank
you know?
God.
It's time to stop
anyway, it. Anyway, so that's been my 2 weeks.
Yep, yeah, and the other side of the basement smells like mildew now because I have no strength from whatever this virus is that
we
I have.
We have carpeting over there, so
the
now that has to be ripped out now.
It's going to be a big fan's going to be put on
anyway,
it right now.
Anyway, so how's everyone doing?
Welcome to our family argument, everybody. thanks for joining us.
Jeff, so what's going on in the world? Gas is still going up.
It went down.
I haven't noticed it.
Yeah, it went down.
I've not noticed it.
I paid $409 yesterday.
Really? What was it before?
Oh, wait, no. I was actually buying $409, the stuff you spray on the walls to clean. I'm sorry. It wasn't $409.
Anyway,
it went down. Gas has gone down. Matter of fact, my mom's other half spent... paid under $4 at BJ's.
He's got
the BJ's credit card, so it saves you another dime.
Oh, really? I got to get that then.
Yeah.
I got to get that. I don't have that card. Anyway, hey, guys. So Ukraine and Moscow are still at it, right? Russia. They're still at it, right? Yeah.
You know what I heard? I heard they pronounce it Moscow over there. I remember someone telling me there's no cow in Moscow. There's no cow. Like, I don't know.
Oh.
I say Moscow, too, but I've heard.
Oh, Moscow.
That's like, now we all say Kyiv. Kiev.
Oh, yeah, you're
forever,
right.
Isn't that the same place?
I think so.
But I guess the Ukrainians say Kyiv.
I guess the way they pronounce it, right?
It's always the, the Kosciuszko Bridge is the Kosciuszko Bridge. Because you're Polish, right?
But I've heard people say Kosciuszko. Anyway.
So
what the bridge is. Who cares?
So what's the big deal that came out? What did I hear today? I heard that people were shocked because Biden sat with some of the troops.
Yeah.
And he had pepperoni pizza on Friday during Lent. He's Catholic.
Oh, really?
He ate meat today.
Oh, he did?
And everybody's making like a big deal about it.
Oh,
because he's
gosh.
A Catholic. You know?
What's the other big deal that people are making a big deal about?
Is that a big
about?
Deal, though, really?
If you're a Catholic, you're not supposed to be eating meat
today.
Do you think
he thought of that when he sat down with the troops?
I think if you're a Catholic, you do think about stuff like that. Because I remember growing up, Jeff, my mother never had meat in the house.
Oh,
it was all about, she would always make her famous seafood soup.
Really?
You know? Yeah, yeah. It was always her seafood
soup. What was
soup.
The seafood soup? Boots and stuff?
Yes, whatever she saw, she stuck in there. Yeah.
Whatever would come out of the ocean.
Oh, she used to make the best soup in the world. Wow. Yeah, it was such good soup. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway,
sorry,
was the
Donna.
Best
I love you, Donna. I've never denigrated your cooking ever.
Oh, stop. She's a great cook. She's
oh,
a great
my God.
Cook. Anyway, so, if you're a Catholic, Jeff, you do respect that
because
and honor those days.
I heard people making hay of it on the radio, like
yeah, of
talk
course.
Show hosts.
It's a big deal.
But it's probably not. It's really not. You know, that's like every Jew. Like, does every Jewish person I know, does every Jew I know not eat seafood, not eat shellfish, and not eat pork? No, I can think of people right off the top of my head that I know that are Jewish that eat both those things. You're not supposed to.
Your mom does.
Yeah, but
your mom has pork.
But there's dietary law. My mom doesn't really eat pork much, though. There's dietary laws.
I was dating you, I remember once going to your home. Anyone want more pork chops? I got a whole fridge full. I'm like, no,
I
thank
need
you.
Pork chops.
And your mother.
No.
Oh, stop, Jeff. Come on.
You always tell that story. My mother asked you if you wanted tacos for dinner or something, right?
My first time I went to your house, I was nervous.
Yeah.
Your mother said, she offered me a glass of wine. Then she said, can I get you something to eat? Because she was making dinner. She goes, tacos okay? I was like, look at her. I'm like, oh.
She's going to send me to Taco Bell. That's why. Hey, wait. Here's more Jeff Jensen on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You like that? How is that? What timing that is.
Jeff, what's the other big deal, Jeff, that they're attacking the new mayor?
This is a big story.
That actually is a big deal. I got to tell you. That's a big deal.
What Mayor Adams did is he lifted the vax mandate for athletes and entertainers. You know the rap on Adams. The word about Eric Adams.
No.
Is he's like a fame guy. He loves to be around people who are famous.
Oh, okay. Well, who doesn't? You know, who doesn't?
But he really likes the whole...
Likes that limelight and everything.
You know, he'd pull up and like a celebrity gets out of a big SUV and there's these guys who have wires in their ears.
Yeah.
And they're all whispering and they look very important. They're all big and bulky.
Adam likes it, huh?
He loves that whole deal. So anyway, he loves celebrities.
Yeah.
So he lifted the vax mandate for entertainers and athletes.
Wow.
So the front page of today's New York Post, yes, it's a newspaper, everybody.
Yeah.
Here's a waitress at Citi Field who was fired for not getting vaccinated.
That's not right.
And here's Jacob deGrom, who refuses to say if he's vaccinated or not, and he gets to play.
Yeah. I don't understand that.
Well, he's bringing in money.
Jeff, doesn't matter. You can still spread it. This is all money.
This is Adams.
People are
Adams,
not happy.
This guy is, Adams is very frustrated by the... He's frustrated by the vaccine, by the virus, and he's frustrated that the city isn't back to normal yet. Although it's crowded, it's not
so
quite back to normal.
What's good for the geese is not good for the gander. Is that the phrase?
Yeah, I'll let you say that. Sure.
But Jeff, how about people like you're saying? They're saying that the cops are also protesting because they still need to be vaccinated. Cops.
Yeah, that's who's. There's going to be another lawsuit. There's going
to
be a lawsuit.
There has to be a lawsuit because it's like. It's like you take a group, all right, that should all be vaccinated. Then you pluck at this little certain group,
a little
bunch of celebrities and ball players. Oh, but you guys are exempt because you make money.
It's what you call a double standard. He ended the mandate on Thursday. Only athletes can perform. Yeah, it's what you call capricious and random. I forgot that's the illegal term. Capricious meaning like it's not applied fairly to everybody.
Yeah, not right. Sorry, not right, Mr. Adams. Not right. Mayor Adams, yeah. You gotta. But Jeff.
Here's a firefighter who wouldn't get it. This girl who's on the firefighter's calendar.
She got like, she's a firefighter. Yeah. She looks like a model. Like in a Playboy model.
She could fight my fire anytime
aren't you? Yeah.
I'm kidding. Shit, I don't even find her attractive. Go ahead.
You're an idiot.
She's got big arms.
You're an idiot for saying that. So dumb.
Fight my fire. Come on, baby. Fight my fire.
Yeah, okay. Now I lost my train of thought because
you just said. You're saying Adams. What?
What did I say? That was going to say. Anyway, so, Jeff, when Mayor Adams makes these kind of laws, doesn't someone else have to approve it as well?
Well, he's not making the law. He's decreeing that the vax mandate is over.
Doesn't somebody else have to also agree with that?
Go on board with it, like the city council?
Yeah, of course.
I don't think so. This firefighter, by the way, she's been on unpaid leave since applying for a religious exemption from the vaccine. So she tried to get out on religion.
Religion.
Yeah.
What religion is that? That doesn't want to let you get vaxxed.
I don't know.
I don't understand. I have to see that. You know
must
that
be something. Whatever religion she is.
I like to know what religion that is. I really would. You know that?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I'm trying to see if it's in the article anywhere.
Let me see what else is going on.
Aaron Judge, who's believed to be unvaccinated. Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving.
Jeff, that's absolutely.
So you got everybody from. You have people from every team in the city, I believe.
This is not going to fly with a lot of people. I just don't know what you,
Yeah, and by the way, Adams, he stood up there with a bunch of athletes and celebrities to announce, that this mandate was over. He loves standing with celebrities. Everybody does, but he really didn't see de Blasio much with celebrities. This guy Adams likes the limelight like that.
Yeah, but this is this is not right. It's just not right. It just doesn't sound right at all to me. It's weird.
Well, it would suck if you're a cop who, when you're on the job for years and you got fired,
you'd
be really pissed.
How about teachers, Jeff?
You'd be pissed, right?
Yeah, of course.
It's not right,
It's definitely not right. Jeff, so this survey, I like this survey.
Yeah.
One in five people admit to eating while bathing or on the toilet.
I could see bathing.
According to a new study, one in five people enjoy snacking in the bathroom. In a survey of more than 2,000 adults in the United Kingdom, more than a fifth say they enjoy eating while taking a bath, while 18% of respondents admitted to snacking while on the toilet.
Snacking on the toilet. I mean, I
don't do any of that. I don't do any of that.
I do have my coffee or tea in the bathroom sometimes.
Yeah, you do that. I don't think that's the same thing as snacking. You're drinking.
Yeah, but some people find that gross, right?
That is gross, yeah, because...
I'm dropping a load and I'm taking a sip of my tea.
Exactly. That is disgusting.
Something wrong with that, right? It is kind of disgusting.
Remember Boy from Bunnell?
I never do this at the same time. Like, I'll sip, you know.
Remember Boy from Bunnell?
Yeah.
So remember Raymond? Great DJ who passed away years ago. He would tell everybody, okay, I'm going to take a massive beep. Yeah. And he would take a sandwich or a plate of Dominican food, mango, salchicha.
Into the bathroom?
Eggs. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I'll be back. I'm doing two things at the same time. And we'd be like, that's disgusting.
Wow. The food smell would probably knock out the other smell, though.
Oh, my God. I knew someone else, Jeff, that they would actually literally take like a hero sandwich.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't hear from them like for 45 minutes.
In the bathroom?
In the bathroom, yeah.
He said,
first of all, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I'm going to the bathroom and eat, and then I'll take a shower.
Really?
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I said, that's disgusting.
One of your brothers?
No, not my brothers. They do not eat. They do not eat.
I'm just checking.
We should call some of your friends. We should call Wabine. I wonder what Wabine eats on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Get it. Let's see if we can get a hold of him. We should take a little survey right now.
A little survey?
A little survey.
Mini survey?
You can call people randomly that whoever you want, okay?
Just dial a phone number?
Well, you know, people that you know, but let's just ask them, do you eat on the toilet? Okay, that's all we want to know. Thanks, bye.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Excuse me. Let me take some water. Hold on. Let me grab some water. I'm just curious because I know I don't do that. And Jackson definitely does not do that.
Why? Why would Jackson eat on the toilet?
Because he's a little boy. He might, you know.
He goes in there for one reason. He goes in there to poop. He's excited to poop.
Mm-hmm.
He announces the poop.
He'll use his iPad in there. He'll take his iPad. Other than that, no. I think that's just so gross.
He likes the toilet, man. He likes sitting there like for long periods of time.
Let's see. Who are we calling?
We're trying Gubin.
Okay, let's see Gubin.
Gubin's our first shot here.
Yeah, let's just see.
Where are my boxes? I gotta put the phone on a roll of toilet paper to prop it up right now. That's our studio, everybody.
Oh, come on, Wibby. Answer. I just spoke to you before.
He's not answering. It's Friday. His weekend started.
Yeah. He's probably in the pool or somewhere.
Yeah. Look at that. Toilet paper comes in so handy.
All right, call somebody else now. Actually, no, call my brother, Edward. So my brother, Edward, Eds, we call him Eds, right?
He's working.
Yeah, but I think he's at home right now. I think he was here for a couple of days. It's funny because he slept in our guest bedroom, Jeff, right?
Yeah, it smells like,
because he uses a nice cologne. Wow.
What is that cologne?
I don't know what that is.
Is that a Polo?
That's not Polo.
Dracar Noir?
But our guest bedroom still like... Smells nice from that, right?
You know, there was a DJ when I used to. Your brother smells good, but there was a DJ, this guy Frank. I took over for him at Houlihan's. This is years ago.
Yeah.
And people knew Frank was coming from a mile away because you could smell his cologne. Oh my God, it was horrible. I can't remember what it was, but you know, sometimes like some colognes just don't smell good to you.
Yeah.
It's weird,
no,
right? But they smell good to other people.
Some
people like tomatoes, some people don't, right?
Some people literally use the bottle. I'm not kidding you. Some people literally use the bottle, you know that?
Yeah. Why don't you even try your brother and ask if he eats on the...
Yeah, let's ask
him. Your brother's not going to admit to eating on the toilet, okay?
No, he won't, no. Let's just see. Maybe he'll answer. He should answer.
I got another story.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing, man?
Hey, Edward, you're on the podcast. What's going on?
How you doing?
Hey, guys. What are you doing?
Real quick, just a simple question.
Edward.
Simple question about a survey that
Questions. I have two questions. Go ahead.
About a survey that just came out today, okay? They said that one in five people, is it one in five people?
Yeah.
Admit to eating in the bathroom, well, on the toilet. What do you think? What are your thoughts?
I don't think so.
Disgusting.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, good. I thought so. I didn't think my brother's...
That's horrible.
No one in our family
what's
like
your
that.
Toilet?
What's your cologne? Is that Polo or is that Dracar? No, what is your cologne?
Polo.
No.
Polo. Polo. Dracar is like the 80s or 90s.
Because I was telling everybody that my brother stayed over with us a couple of days and Edward,
the
you know what?
The room smells nice.
The room still smells nice.
Matter of fact, you know what's funny?
Yeah,
Jackson walked in the room and said, the room smells like uncle.
It smells so nice in there. Anyway, all right, Edward, just want to ask a question.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Thanks.
See you soon, Edward. Take care. Bye.
All right, see you soon. Bye, guys. Bye.
Wait, so did he say it was Polo?
He said it was Polo, yeah.
It wasn't the original Polo. That's another
No, I think it's a new one because I've never smelled. It smells nice, man.
Remember the green? Did I use the green bottle Polo when I first met you?
I think you did, yeah.
Or was that for my last girlfriend?
There's an expensive, again with the girlfriends. Oh, my God.
You loved Obsession for Men on me when I first
dated.
Remember
that? Yeah.
You loved the smell.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, Tiffany & Company. The love
is
for
good.
Men.
That's what I have right now, right?
Yeah. That's the new perfume, the cologne for men.
It's really
oh my
good.
God.
It's not heavy duty. That's the thing that makes
it
nice.
Oh my God.
Your brother's isn't heavy duty either.
No,
it's not. It just has a nice, like.
It's a kind. You used to wear the kind of cologne, Jeff, that it's like, I wanted to jump you. That's how good you smelled.
Really?
Yeah.
What about now?
You don't wear that anymore. You don't wear
now
anything.
I eat on the toilet. So she's like, sorry, I'm not banging you.
Let's see if Marlene answers real quick. Okay. Marlene.
This goes back a long time, okay. But you know who, you know, LBJ, who became president after Kennedy?
Yeah.
After Kennedy was shot? Yeah. My father knew a lot about him. My father was a big historian.
Uh-huh.
LBJ used to eat on the toilet.
Really?
Eat meals on the toilet.
Ew?
That is the story.
Really?
Yeah, that's documented somewhere in books.
Really?
Yeah.
LBJ, wow.
Lyndon Baines Johnson ate on the shitter.
Hold on, let me just do a survey. I mean, let me see.
If you can find that?
Let me see if I can find that.
Yeah, he ate on the toilet.
Famous.
Man. Marlene's not going to say she ate on the toilet. I mean, come on, your sister's
maybe
not
gonna... she knows people, Jeff. I don't know.
Okay, I'm sure she knows people. I know people. I know a guy.
Really?
I know a guy. That's a phrase. You know. Hey, I know a guy. Hey, I got a guy. Oh, wow.
Hey, Mar.
Hello?
Hey, Mar, you're on the podcast. How are you?
What's up?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. So, quick question. We just talked to our brother, Edward.
A little survey here.
So, Maureen, a survey just came out. They say that 1 in 5 people admit to eating while on the toilet.
Oh, Marlene, okay. What'd you have on the toilet last night? A bowl of spaghetti?
Marlene.
Don't do that.
Oh, okay.
You
see?
Don't?
No, Marlene, but do you know people like that?
No, actually, I don't. Oh. I never heard of that one before.
Oh, wow.
Marlene probably doesn't even poop for all you. It just evaporates. Some people I can't picture pooping, you know?
Do you have Marlene?
I've heard people drink water, like warm water, because if they're constipated, they drink warm water on the toilet.
Is that what you do? Is that what you do?
She tells Jackson to always have warm water. When Jackson's constipated, she goes...
See, it's funny. Your brother leaves the bathroom and it smells like the city dump. Marlene comes here and she never smells like anything. Marlene is the cleanest. You don't even know Marlene's here.
I know. My brother, too. My brother made the bed. I mean, he did everything.
I know.
I mean, I'm like, you know, anyway. Anyway, all right, Marlene, thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
Enjoy your tacos on the toilet. I just started a new restaurant.
Toilet. You guys need marketing? For us, marketing, 201-913-9445. We'll make you look great.
That's for us marketing, guys. Yes, social media.
Okay, toilet tacos. Thank you.
Love you more. Bye.
Have a toilet taco, everybody.
Famous people.
Yeah, who ate on the toilet?
Who eat?
On the toilet? Oh, is that that's what you're looking up?
Jeff, you know who should call next?
Who?
How about your friend Alex?
No, he's not going to be eating on the toilet. Unless you want me to call him,
I don't care. Yeah, call him. I want to ask him.
All right. He's going to laugh. He's just going to laugh. I might have somebody better to call on my list
here.
It would be funny to call some of our celebrity guests we've had on. Hey, Ralph Roll. Do you eat on the toilet? Hey, see, Ralph Roll, who we had on from Chic, is touring with Duran.
I saw that.
They're opening for Duran. They're opening for Cher on some other legs of the tour. You know how that works. Like, sometimes one band opens and then another leg of the tour.
Okay, but, yeah, he promised us that when he was here in Long Island, Jeff, remember?
Yeah.
That he would give us tickets.
Duran's coming to UBS Arena.
Okay, but no, but he didn't say that. He said, remember when he would be playing with Cher? Was it Cher?
Yeah, but they're opening with Duran. Same band.
Guys, check out.
He's on the commercial.
Check out Ralph Roll. And you know what? Also, check out his snacks. Soul Snacks, oh my God, they're so amazing. The cookies are so good. Which is the one we loved?
The sweet potato cookies.
Oh my God. And now they're on sale, I believe, now already at Walmart.
They should be in Walmart.
Yes, so or go to soulsnacks.com.
Is that it, Soul Snacks?
Yeah, Soul Snacks.
I think it is .com.
Hey, listen, I couldn't find, Jeff, people eating the toilet, but I did find 21 highly successful people with bizarre eating habits.
Oh, okay.
Let's look into that, okay?
Go ahead. Why not?
Actor Nicolas Cage only eats animals that he considers to have dignified sex.
Dignified sex?
Mm-hmm. What the heck does that mean?
I don't get it. You know, I saw he wonders why people think he's weird. I was reading an article about Nicolas Cage today. He's had like bizarre behavior over the years. But the funny thing is, Nick Cage was a giant movie star for a while.
I know he was, right?
Right? He made a bunch of crappy movies, I guess.
But I heard he's making a comeback. I don't know where.
Yeah, he's got something new out. I just saw him his picture. For like
Steve Jobs ate only carrots for so long. You know why? That his skin turned bright orange.
Orange.
You know who was like that? My Uncle Roger.
I know someone who ate only carrots and they got orange skin.
My uncle, yeah. Because he was juicing every morning.
Really? My friend Mark ate so much sushi, he got mercury poisoning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my friend Mark, you know Mark. I don't think he touches sushi anymore.
Wow.
That's
scary.
Some fish that have very high mercury count and tuna among them.
Yeah,
he was really big in the tuna.
I ate a lot of tuna fish. Business magnate Howard Hughes used spoons with a protective covering that included two layers of tissue paper and cellophane tape.
Yeah, he was a nut. Howard Hughes was a nut. H.H. was a nut. He was like the original nut. I don't know if they portrayed him that way in The Aviator. Did you see The Aviator?
Yes, I did. Wow.
It was a good movie, right?
It's good. It's long. It's cute.
Was he a lunatic?
Yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah,
he's crazy.
He's a loon, right?
Oh, here it is. Nicolas Cage won't eat pork because he doesn't think the animals had dignified sex.
Dignified sex?
They don't
have a dignified death, is more like it.
But out of everything, why would you say that?
I know. Don't pigs have sex the same way as dogs?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know, piggy style, doggy style?
Let me see. You know what? Angelina Jolie loves cockroaches.
Eating them?
From Cambodia, yes.
Yeah, you know, I've read a lot about the bug diet lately. Haven't you read about the bug diet? It's like a big, they claim the bug thing is going to come here. Like, you're going to have, like, you know how you have Baskin Robbins? 31 flavors? You're going to have 31 bugs. You're going to have, like, bug places where you can get roasted bugs.
I remember once somebody from Colombia brought all these different kind of insects to the Luis Jimenez show.
Did you eat them?
I had one that was fried.
How was it?
I didn't have it. I thought it was gross. Luis tried it. He thought it was pretty good.
Apparently, in many parts of the world, bugs are eaten because they're a very, very good source of protein.
Jeff, you know, remember the show Strange Things from Around the World? Remember the strange foods from around the world? A famous chef. So he went to Nicaragua, and I've never seen this. I'm like, what part of Nicaragua is that? He was having cheese with bugs.
Not Anthony Bourdain.
No, not him.
He ate anything.
Yeah, but this is
another
show.
He hated vegetarians, too, by the way. He hated veggies.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my brother thinks vegetarians are... What did he say?
He says communist, but that's funny. Anthony Bourdain actually had, like... He detested people who didn't eat meat. He thought it was, like, against the natural order.
My brother
said
that's
cheese with bugs in it.
Remember, yeah.
For some weird reason, I can understand it, because that's like when you get a cheese that's got little specks of, like, hot pepper in it or something.
Yeah.
They make it, right?
Yeah, but where in Nicaragua? I've never seen that. I was in Nicaragua.
Where were you? You haven't been to that city, then.
Oh, it's crazy. Mark Zuckerberg in 2011 only eat meat that he killed himself.
Okay. I can't. Can you picture him killing anything? Really? Seriously?
No. No.
I can't see the Trump kids killing lions because that's what they did, right? They're on some. They show the Trump kids on some safari. They were killing a wild animal.
Oh, that's right.
Like a giraffe or something.
Bill Gates once subsisted only on Tang.
Tang?
Yeah.
When he was poor.
Yeah.
Wow. I love how they say subsisted.
They say even when dining out, Hugh Hefner would only eat foods prepared at the Playboy Mansion by the Playboy Playmates.
By the Playmates, yeah. Mm-hmm, they would dip their boobs in it for extra flavor.
Yes, Jeff, yeah.
Really, really tasty.
I know a lot of people that do this. A lot of people drink their own urine because it's supposed to have health benefits.
You know, that is a joke in the movie Kingpin.
Yeah.
In the movie Kingpin, everybody, which is very funny, there's a joke where one character asks the other character, can you get sick from drinking your own piss? That's what he asked Woody Harrelson.
But you can't. You can't. They say you don't.
I think he says not if it's your own or something.
Yeah, exactly. It can't be somebody else. It has to be your own. You know that?
You know, it's so funny how every once in a while, I was driving with Jackson, and I got stuck at a railroad trestle. And at the railroad crossing, there was a bottle on the side of the road, like a Poland Spring bottle.
Yeah.
And it was filled with yellow liquid. You're like, somebody pissed in a bottle in the car. Let me tell you, as a man, and men will agree with me on this, it's not easy to position yourself. You have to be in the right position. You can't just pee in any position. You know that? You got to be right. You got to stand the right way.
I would think that if you just, just put that thing in there, you could just pee,
No, you got to be in the right. No. Men have to be, we have to be comfortable to pee.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that you had that had to be in a certain position so you can go. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Nicolas Cage, here he is with a Dracula look, a wine-colored blazer and pale skin while swimming Renfield, centered upon, it's all about the vampire's henchmen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that!
Wow.
You know, it says here he owns an old grave in a cemetery.
Who does?
Nicolas Cage.
Really? I believe that. That guy. I don't know what happened to him. He just got. First of all, Jeff. His face doesn't look like his face.
Mm.
He's had so much plastic surgery, just like Mickey Rourke.
He's had a lot of stuff going on.
Oh yeah.
I saw Mickey Rourke was on The Masked Singer last year, and all that stuff. He didn't look that bad.
No.
He a little weird.
Remember The Wrestler? Remember the movie The Wrestler?
Yeah.
That's after he had some surgery done. I'm like, wow.
That's after it, right?
Yeah, I'm like, he used to be such a good-looking man. I don't know what happened to him.
Well, he was whacked out.
Wow.
I think when you're whacked out, it affects the way you look, too.
Do you think it's money, too? People have so much money, they don't know what to do with it, that they'll just try anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you ever notice, like, some rich people live a really long time. They get really good doctors, and they get better care than the poor.
I guess.
Hey,
I have a funny story.
Go ahead. Give me that. It's better than my story.
Brazilian singer sent to the hospital with trapped farts after refusing to pass gas in front of her boyfriend.
Really? She trapped farts in herself?
Yeah. She would not break wind in front of her boyfriend because she was so embarrassed. She said, but there would be days that she'd have to go and she would literally let just, I guess you could squeeze your buttocks, you know, and it just goes back in. So I guess it made her sick.
George Carlin used to have a joke about how when you'd be sitting in church, you'd have to do the one cheek sneak. You know, like, you know, you move your one cheek aside and you can kind of let the fart come out, like, come out silently instead of just going, you know, instead of coming out like that.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
That's what he meant. You know, that's what he meant. You can kind of sneak it out instead of, you can kind of squeeze it out in a certain way.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. I didn't know that. I mean, I don't know if people have like a, there's a science to
farting the right way?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There
certainly is. Absolutely. There's a certain way to fart. Why? There's a certain way to fart, of course.
Yeah. So, Jeff, there was a survey that came out, I think it was last year. Things single women will not do in front of a man that they're just starting to date.
Fart is
one of them, yes. Also, what was it again? The other one was, eating a huge meal in front of them.
Eating a big meal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought of that. It's funny how you go on a date and you want to watch someone chow down in front of you. Like, that's why coffee, I think, is a better coffee or tea. Like a light lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Like something light. You really want to see some chick wolf. I tell you that story in college. A girl told me I chew with my mouth open.
Yeah. Oh, she didn't date you again after that?
Oh, no.
I knew a guy, okay?
She dated me in my mind a lot.
Okay. Oh, my God. Here again with the girls. Oh, my God.
What? It was 30 years ago. Oh my God. Please, give me a break.
I knew a guy, okay, that every time we went out, I don't know what the reason was that. He would always eat onions in front of me. I'm like, you know, you're not getting any. I'm not kissing you with that breath.
Really?
Yeah. I said, no. But he always wanted to keep dating me. I'm like, okay.
Red onions in front of you?
He ate onions. No, white onions. Raw.
Really? White onions are the worst.
Yeah. Can I tell you something? I got turned off once by a guy, all right, Jeff, that I think he got sick. He went to the bathroom. We were at a restaurant. Uh-huh. And it was he didn't come back for like half an hour. I'm like, when he came back, I said, I thought you'd like dumped me. He goes, no, I didn't feel well. I'm like, okay.
Yuckies.
Yeah, I needed to
like
know that.
He went to
that.
The bathroom?
Yeah, I didn't.
How long was he in the bathroom for?
Like for half an hour.
Wow.
He asked me for a second date, but I was turned off by then.
See, women, I was watching some TV show.
Don't get turned off by the craziest crap, Jeff.
But women can make an excuse, like you go into the bathroom, like, you know, I was watching this TV show. Oh, that's right, in Ted Lasso. One of the characters in Ted Lasso, the girl said, one woman said to another woman, I'm going to play the clip one day. She said, how do you politely excuse yourself when you have to go take a crap? And she said, one woman said something about how you say you're going to go powder your nose. Men don't even know what it means. So you just get up and go. It's like any phrase that men don't understand.
Powder
you know?
Your nose. I don't even think that phrase is like, you know, it needs to be updated. You know that? I got to fix my eyelash or I have to fix, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, fix your eyelashes sounds good, right?
Yeah. Because, you know, powder your nose is like
you don't want to say I got to go poop.
No, of course not.
I got to take a ploppy.
No, of course not.
I got to take a dump. Crap.
And
yuckies.
Another thing a woman will not do if they're spending a night with you, Jeff, they will not take off their makeup. I didn't take off my makeup ever, remember?
Really?
Remember? I was dating you?
You never had makeup on. You're always beautiful without it.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Now you're being nice. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Anyway. I mean, come on, man.
Okay. Anything else going on?
I wouldn't fart around you when we first dated.
Yeah.
I held it in the first time we were doing it, by the way, for like 20 minutes.
But you did tell me that, yeah.
Then I go in the bathroom, I flush the toilet. I'm like, thank God.
That was funny.
What? I ran the water. You know how it is. You run the water. You do anything you can.
Oh, my God. I wonder if couples, you've been married a long time. Do you remember when's the first time you did it with that partner of yours?
What? Farted in front of him?
No, you did it. You know, you had sex.
Oh, people remember that.
No, not everybody does, Jeff. I asked, where was he the other day? We just happened to be talking
about
it.
Was one of your little surveys?
Yeah, I did my own little survey. I said, do you guys remember? And they go, like, I think it could have been this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I remember. Jeff and I, we had been dating, I think, a little over a year, and that's when we first did it, because I didn't want Jeff to think I was that easy. That's why.
She wasn't easy at all. She's still not easy. Gotta crack that thing open with a nutcracker right now. Does that make any sense? No, but I tried anyhow.
Hey, anything else going on before we're out of here?
Yeah, there's more me. Oh, I was going to play more of me on the radio, but the tape ended. Is there any more?
Hey guys, if you wanna advertise the podcast, very simple. Call us 516-637-3254. Tell your friends we're back. It's the Carolina Cadillo Show. We're on Revolver Podcasts. You can get us anywhere on any forum. Go to revolverpodcast.com and just pick the forum you want to hear us on. Thank you, Good Pods, for verifying us and make us one of the top podcasts. We're honored. We are so honored. Again, guys, reach out to us at Carolina Cadillo on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You want to call us again, 516-637-3254. If you want to come on the podcast, give Jeff a text, all right? 516-637-3254. Email me, carolinacadillo@gmail.com.
T-shirt's going out this week, all right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay.
Oswaldo is another one.
Oswaldo
from New Jersey. Oswaldo, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We'll get you shirts. I promise it'll go out next week when I get money, all right? We're poor.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, thank you to Francine, too, who listens to the podcast, loves the podcast.
Francine listens to the podcast?
Yeah, it's from the Latina organization.
Francine, really?
The Francine from the Latina organization. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Francine. At Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Traffic Jensen on Twitter if you want traffic info, Jeff Jensen on Facebook. Thanks for listening. 516-637-3254. I really will send out the shirts within the next week or so. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Happy Friday.
Bye.
Love you all. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.